السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما My noble audience, for a short time we disconnected from the discussion of Al-Mizan. So you would remember, you would recollect that 5 to 6 weeks ago we were speaking about the scale, and we made mention of certain rituals, certain ibadat that will carry a lot of weight when placed upon our scale. Can I get a nod? Do you remember that? But then in between we spoke about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Now we revisit the series relating to the Al-Mizan. I would like my noble audience to reconnect to the verse from Surah Anbiya, Surah 21, verse 47, that is the principal ayat pertaining to Al-Mizan. Allah Almighty says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that on the day of judgment the balance will be established. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, and no person will be wronged. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ, and if there is a weight of a mustard seed that is very minute, very small, atayna biha, Allah says, I will bring it, meaning it will be placed on the scale. A particle weight of good, or may it be a particle weight of bad. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And Allah concludes the ayat by saying that we are sufficient as reckoners, that Allah is the best reckoner. In modern time, the best accountant. Nothing will be missed out upon. Everything will be counted for. Now, as this ayat is a principal ayat in reference to the Al-Mizan, it is most important as human beings that will stand in front of this Mizan to understand which rituals, which ibadat we have to take from this side, that when they are placed on the Mizan, we get the maximum benefit. So we made mention of a few expressions in the last couple of months. Today I would like to make mention of one amal, and it is an amal that we cannot do without. It is an amal that we cannot do without. And I would like you to give this ibadat, this expression, this amal, a physical body. So you remember it from that physical body. And let's call it the eraser, the rubber. We make many mistakes in life. Now, if we make a mistake on paper, we have an eraser. And with this eraser, we can amend our mistakes. So this rubber that Allah has given to us can erase the mistakes that are written down, that are visible. But what about the mistakes that are made in life? that have no physical body. We need an eraser to erase those mistakes as well. And let's take it one step further. If we find ourselves on the other side, and indeed we will, and we're standing in front of the scale, and it is our time where we are going to be judged, and we find that there are many, many rituals and many, many good deeds that we committed to, but we find blemish in them. We find weakness in them. How can we remove those weaknesses and then present a package that is presentable, beautified, adorable in the court of Allah Almighty? So Allah Almighty, through His infinite mercy, has given us a non-visible rubber, a non-visible eraser, that not only erases the mistakes committed by this machine, but even those actions that are inscribed by the scribes, they are erased as well. And our nama a'mal, our ledger of deed, our book of deed, is completely fine, completely in a state of beautification. By now you have understood what I am speaking about. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and the hadith has been recorded by Targhib wa Tarheeb, Man ahabba an tasurrahu sahifatahu falyukthir fiha min al-istighfar. Man ahabba an tasurrahu sahifatahu falyukthir fiha min al-istighfar. Now, I would like you to place yourself. Now, many a times we listen to the hadith superficially. It's like the hadith is an address for somebody else. We don't get involved in the message. That's why we don't enjoy it. Emotionally, we should be involved in the message. As it has been said, that if we want to truly benefit from the miraculous words of the glorious Quran, we should believe that every ayat of the Quran is a address to me. Every ayat of the Quran is like Allah is directly communicating with me. Let me give you an example. If there are three brothers sitting in front of me, and I am speaking to one, I'm speaking to Brother Mubarak. I'm not speaking to Chacha Arif, and I'm not speaking to Brother Shahik, but I'm speaking to Brother Mubarak. And he knows that I'm speaking to him. It would be very, very hard for him to move away. His mind will be connected with me. But there's a high probability that Brother Shahik and Chacha Arif, they can drift away, because they know that they are not the addressee. The Quran is a address to each one of us. When I'm reading the Quran, I should believe from the bottom of my heart that when Allah says Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, Allah mujhse baat kar raha hai. Allah is communicating with me. Allah is speaking to me. And when I believe that He is speaking to me, it will be hard for my mind, my attention to drift away. It will be hard for my attention to drift away. Does it make sense? Now, when we listen to a hadith, when we read a hadith, we should believe that Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is not present, who is resting in his Mubarak grave, is addressing me. It is like he is right there speaking to me. These are his words. Emotionally, mentally, physically, we should be involved in that message. And then truly, we will benefit from the message. And that's why many, many profound personalities in the past, Buzurgs, Awliya, Saliheen, did not mention the name of Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if they were in the state of impurity. They did not say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they were not in wudu. It's just like if the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present, I would like to be in a state of complete purity. That's how they used to use or treat the message of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ahabba an tasurrahu sahifatahu falyukthir fiha min al-istighfar." Now put yourself in the shoes. Believe that you are the addressee. Man ahabba an tasurrahu. If you desire and if you wish and if you love, an tasurrahu sahifatahu, that on the day of judgment, when your ledger of deed, when your nama a'mal is to be placed on the scale, and it is going to happen, we like it, we dislike it, it is going to happen. If we want that moment to be pleasurable, profitable, if we want that moment to be profitable and pleasurable, فَلْيُكْثِرْ فِيهَا مِنَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, then commit yourself to a very high level of istighfar. Very high level. Because this istighfar is going to be the rubber, the eraser, that will erase the mistakes from our nama a'mal. From our nama a'mal, from our book of deeds. Indeed, we are not infallible. Indeed, we are not from the celestial world and from the angelic world. Indeed, we are not malaika. We're going to make mistakes. Hum insan hain, bashar hain. We're going to make mistakes. But we need something to remove those mistakes. And that is the amal, the ibadat of istighfar. So we may have committed many, many mistakes in this dunya. But on the day of judgment, if there is a abundance of istighfar in our nama a'mal, the beauty is that this will cleanse the nama a'mal. It is like there's a drop of water that has the potential to remove all the negative elements sitting in the water. That's why there's a hadith that has been recorded on the strength of Hazrat Abu Hurairah that you will find in many, many books of ahadith, in which Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informs us of his individual practice. Inni la astaghfirullah. Wahid mutakallim. Inni la astaghfirullah. The verb is of the first person. Inni la astaghfirullah. Ma istighfar kartum. I seek the forgiveness of Allah. I seek the forgiveness of Allah. Wa atubu ilay. And I return to him, fil yawm, in the day, akthara min sab'ina marra, more than 70 times. Now it is our aqidah, it is our belief, that Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is infallible. Galti nahi karte. He does not make a mistake. But he informs us of his personal ibadat, his personal connection with istighfar. And as we have been taught many a times, and we have come to this realization, that sab'een, this adad, this number, in reality is not 70. It is a reflection of abundance. It is not like Nabi Akrim had a counter, that he counted 70 times istighfar and then stopped. Sab'een is a reference to a abundance, a lot. In tastaghfir lahum, aw la tastaghfir lahum, in tastaghfir lahum, sab'eena marra. It is a reference to abundance. Even if we keep ourselves, think about it. Why the Nabi of Allah made istighfar more than 70 times? Wa atubu ilay. Why did he turn towards Allah more than 70 times? At the end of the day, Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an insan, infallible, superhuman being, the greatest creation of Allah. There is no doubt about that. There's no discussion upon this. It is final. But he is an insan. Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum. The last ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Make a declaration that I am a Bashar. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life in this state. This is the theater. And as we know that if we study the theater throughout human history, from the inception of the first human being, till modern time, till present time, till the last time, we will come to know that evil prevails. Even in the time of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master, the supreme master, there were more non-believers than believers. Indeed, the quality was much greater. We're not entertaining that topic. We're talking about numbers. Now, when a person places himself in this environment, even if it is clean, even if it is clean, like we can say Australia, compared to many, many countries that we are very familiar with, is very, very clean, hygienic. Very, very clean. We can wear a jubba for two, three weeks. It's just to take it off on Friday, but really we don't have to take this off. It's so clean. We're wasting soap. Safi. Because the environment. Let me give you a understanding. If I'm wearing shoes, I polish my shoes at home, and I wear my shoes, and I walk outside in this environment that is so clean, and I walk to Garden City, and I return back. Now there's no puddle. There's no dirt. There's no mud that I walk through. It is not a rainy day. It is a fine, fine day. A beautiful Queensland day. Bright. I return back, and I look at my shoes, and I will be disturbed. There will be particles of dust on my shoes. It will not be in the same condition as it was when I left, when I polished it. There will be particles of dust. True? So what do? The following day, I will wipe it. I don't have to polish it, I have to wipe it. But let me take myself into a country where it is very, very dusty, where there are many, many puddles, where the weather is not so consistent, and I'm walking with the same shoes. When I return back, the wiping of a cloth will not suffice. I need to polish it now. Make sense? So the Anbiya, they are in this theater. They are in this theater. It is a human theater. Evil is prevalent, it is widespread. That's why Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahimahullah, in his Mu'ariful Quran, on the strength of many, many theologians, has made mention that the Nabi of Allah said that many a times I feel my heart disturbed. I feel my heart disturbed. You see something wrong, it disturbs your heart. You're in a theater, your heart becomes disturbed. So the Nabi of Allah says, how do I eradicate that state? I eradicate it by making istighfar. It removes that state that has captured, encapsulated my heart. This is the meaning of inni la astaghfirullah, I make istighfar. So for us, wiping is not sufficient. For us, we're walking through mud. We're walking through rain. We're walking through a theater that is covered with a lot of dust. So when we return back, or when we are returning back, or when we are to revisit that theater, we have to be in a state of purity, and that is a major polish. A true sound connection with Allah Almighty. This is the meaning of the statement of Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that at the end of the day, the environment will cause a level disturbance. For us, it is not a tremor. For us, it is an earthquake. For awliya, for anbiya, it is a small shake. So they make istighfar and they connect. Now, I'd like you to focus upon the words. Nabi Kareem Muhammad SAW says, Inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Two words used there. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Many a times we do not have any distinction between istighfar and tawbah. So if somebody makes a mistake, we say make istighfar. He makes a mistake, we make tawbah. But there is a subtle difference between istighfar and tawbah. In Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 3, Allah Almighty says, وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Now the literal translation of this more or less is that seek forgiveness from your Lord. That is the translation of the first fragment. Wa anistaghfiru rabbakum. Then thumma tubu ilay. Then return to Him. So the experts, the theologians, the ulama-i kiram, the mashayikh, they have come up with a distinction between istighfar and tawbah, and both are demanded in the ayat. And both were the individual practice of Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not one, but both. So we have to understand what is istighfar and what is tawbah. So Imam Razi in Tafsir al-Kabir has spoken about this, and he says that istighfar is to ask forgiveness from Allah for the past sins. And tawbah is a commitment that I will abstain from sins in the future. Let me say that again, and I'm going to give an example in a minute. Istighfar is, Ya Allah, I ask forgiveness for the past sins. Wa an istaghfiru rabbakum. And tawbah is thumma tubu ilay, then to return to Him, that meaning that I will not visit this sin again. I will not return to sin again, to the best of my ability. It is just like, I'll give you an example. For some reason, me and Brother Mubarak, we had a fallout. So our dosti finished. So now I need to reconcile. I was the one that made the mistake. So for 2 or 3 years, I have not visited the house of Brother Mubarak because we had a fallout. So now I say to Brother Mubarak, I said, Brother Mubarak, it is my mistake. Please forgive me. He says, I forgive you. He says, I forgive you. Following day, Brother Mubarak says, Imam Sahab, now if you say that we are friends from today onwards, come to my house, I have prepared a meal. He opens his doors. And I go to his house and I sit there. He has given me a place with him. Now when I sit with him, I'm not going to repeat that mistake again. Because he has opened the doors. Wa anistaghfiru. I seek forgiveness from Brother Mubarak for the mistake that I made. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Then I return to his house. He opens the doors, I return to his house now. So I will not return and revisit the mistake that I made, because now I know what I am enjoying in the company of my brother. This is istighfar and this is tawbah. وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. So whenever we say, Ya Allah, forgive us, and this is the eraser, give it a physical form, eraser, it is an eraser. It will remove the weaknesses from our nama a'mal. Now Allah Almighty, in Surah Tahreem, Surah 66, verse number 8, what does Allah Almighty say? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu, tubu, ilallahi, tawbatan nasuha. O believers, tubu, lotau, tubu, turn to Allah, tubu ilallah, turn to Allah. I made mention in the start, addresses to you and me on an individual basis. Allah is saying to us, lotau, my doors are open, come through these doors. Don't consider yourself to be insignificant. Don't consider yourself to be impure. Don't believe that you are not eligible to walk through these doors. Allah is inviting you. The invitation is general. It is open. It is for everyone. Tubu ilallah. Ajo meri taraf. Everyone, come towards me. Tawbatan nasuha, with true repentance. And what is that true repentance? It has two dimensions. Istighfar and tawbah. It has two dimensions. Istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar is forgiveness from the past. And tawbah is a acknowledgement, affirmation, a mu'ahida between myself and my Creator that I will not repeat this mistake in the future. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. And then Allah says, Asa rabbukum. It may be. Asa rabbukum. It may be that your Lord, our Lord, and yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum, will remit our sins. That's why it is so powerful. Through this tawbah, Allah will remit the sins. وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. And He will admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. How amazing. And then Allah in Surah Az-Zumar, Zumar means groups, in Az-Zumar, Surah 39 verse 53, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Don't allow anyone to tell you anything other than this. It is addressed to you. It is addressed to me. It is addressed to every insan, Muslim, non-Muslim. Those that are taking drugs, those that are drinking alcohol, those that are committing zina, those that have drifted and their vessel has drifted away from the center Islam, from humanity, addresses to them, Ya Ibad. Oh my servants, at the end of the day, you accept it or you don't accept it, at the end of the day, we are all servants of Allah. Allah has created us. In al-hukmu illa lillah. Allah ka hukm chalega. But it is just like a master. He has a few servants and he says, look, my relationship with you right now is that in the next 30 years, so he has a few nokers. We call them nokers, a few servants. And the master says to the servants, look, for the next 30 years, whatever you do, I'm not going to question. But this is how I want you to behave. These are the laws set by me. You can accept it, you can reject it. You can implement it, you can define it. It's up to you. But these are the laws. I want you to live according to this, but I'm a very soft person. I'm a very merciful person. I'm not going to punish you. But after 30 years, I'm going to analyze your performance. And based upon that performance, I'm going to reward you or punish you. Same thing. Now this person who accepts, he accepts or he doesn't accept. At the end of the day, the master is the master. You can't acquit yourself from that. You are at the end of the day a servant. People may call you a king, the king of kings. You may call you a business person, a doctor, a alim, a muqtadi. But at the end of the day, your true title is servant. You're a servant of Allah. It's up to you to live that life. So after 30 years, when there is a performance study, you pass. Performance study, that's it. That is what life is about. Allah says, Ya ibadi, O my servants. And now He addresses those servants that did not follow the criteria, the conditions, the motto. He didn't follow it. Ya ibad, O my servants, you're still my servants. You remember me, I remember you. Hadith Qudsi, you remember me, I remember you. You don't remember me, I still remember you. Four children, three are obedient, one is disobedient. The one that is disobedient, the parents remember him the most. Think about it. The one that is the most disobedient, the parent remembers him the most. Always thinking about the disobedient child. That's why it has been said that Allah is watching. Those that are disobedient, there is a relationship that is adorned with favoritism. He turns to Allah once and immediately Allah takes him. Allah accepts him immediately. The very famous incident of that, the camel, but I don't have time to make mention of that. Person loses his camel in the desert. And then he finds it. It was like he found life once again. And in that moment of ecstasy, enjoyment, what does he say? He says that I am Allah and you are my abad. I am Allah and you are my abad. In that moment of ecstasy, he does not have control over his words. Nabi Akreem says, when a abad, kul ya ibadi, he turns to Allah Almighty, that disobedient servant, he turns to Allah Almighty, it gives Allah more enjoyment. That's why Allah says, ya ibadi, O my servants, asrafu ala anfusim, those that have transgressed against themselves, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not despair of the mercy of Allah Almighty, inna Allah yaghfiru zunub, verily Allah forgives zunub. Zunub is the plural, the jama of dhambun. He forgives sins. This was sufficient. But Allah Almighty, to give us solace, so there is no confusion in the mind, He places in addition the word jami'a, all sins. Zunub is inclusive to all, because it is the plural of dhambun. But there may be confusion in the mind, because the human being has not seen a being that can forgive all sins. The closest person to him is his father and mother, but they don't even forgive everything. So he has never experienced a being that forgives everything. Allah says, to eradicate that thought, that confusion that may come in the mind, jami'a, I will forgive everything. Everything. Chota, mota. Small, big, in private, in darkness, in the daylight, in the darkness of the night, I will forgive everything. Innahu, why? Innahu huwal ghafoorur rahim. Truly He is most forgiven. And He's most forgiven, why? Because He's most compassionate. So it is my humble, and this is a very lengthy topic, we will discuss this in the weeks to come. Keep in mind, keep your mind, your tongue, and your heart. All three. Connect all three. Do not activate your tongue without activating your heart. And do not activate your tongue and your heart without activating your mind. All three have to be activated. And dhikr al-lisani, dhikr al-kalbi, istighfar from the lisan, istighfar from the heart, that is controlled with istighfar from the aql, the intellect, all have to be activated. And then inshallah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, this kind of istighfar will be the true eraser for all the blemishes that we commit to in this life. And then when our ledger of deed, and then when our deeds are presented on the scale, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ, on that scale, we will find that our deeds will be weightiest. Inshallah, we will do that. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.